bought one product.
Blog Talk Radio.
And then I, you know, then I went to the next one, and it says, well, you get out of life what you put into it. And it's just, it snowballed, and I was just, man, oh, man.
What up, though? It's your boy, Payz Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question, if you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
Oh, boy. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing, man? It's a good show for y'all today. Guys, if y'all have any questions, go ahead and put a Q in the chat. Any questions that y'all have, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number to call in. And today we're going to be talking about what are the 10 things that are holding you guys back from greatness and to be able to be your own man. Just a few announcements before we go into this. The first announcement is, guys, don't forget August. August is birthday month, so August 1st to September 1st, we always do every year. It's August and December where we have discounts on all products, so we'll have that set up for you and show you how to do that, but it's discounts on all products, and if you are a member in August, you get bigger discounts. So just to let you guys know real quick, but shout out to everybody in the chat room. If you're texting a woman, you're having a problem, put a T in there. You got a question, put a Q in there. Guys, you can call in at 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Also, guys, I want to make another announcement. Could we say 50 years in the making? I guess we could say that, but I want to share this with you guys and let y'all be the first to see this. Gentlemen, in early 2022. I think we'll be dead by then. Gentlemen, we're going to be dropping a book that's unlike nothing else. We got something special for you guys. But just want to give y'all a heads up. That is coming out, The Man Mindset, Fundamentals and Rules of the Game. That's going to drop, gentlemen. 2022, early 2022. So I just want to let you guys know that, okay? And Troy Davis, let me see something, Mr. Davis. Guys, again, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. And we got you covered. Oh, let me see what Mr. Davis is talking about real quick. But guys, please go get your notebooks out and make sure that you write down this information. It's a lot of information for you guys out there to have, to get. And we want to make sure that we take care of you guys out there to soak up the game the way the game needs to be soaked up. So y'all go ahead and do that, and we'll definitely get that going. Okay, guys. All right, so let's get into it. Mr. Davis, send us an email on what you got, and we'll see. But if you bought a pack, you got to read the instructions on how to get your stuff. A lot of y'all guys don't read, so y'all make sure you read how to get your stuff, Mr. Davis. But no, Mr. Davis, you got some. Okay, that'll be going to you soon, Mr. Davis. It'll be coming to you real soon. Anyway, guys, we have a good show for you guys out there. Philly, let me see. You asked a question real quick before we get into the show. Let's get into the question that you're asking. What's up, Steve? Great content. I have low self-esteem, and I find myself miserable when I'm out in public and around people. Let me see how miserable I look, and it turns out I'm off. I need help. Well, you do need help. Go to themanmindset.com. You need coaching. We need to look deep and see what's going on with you. But again, a lot of people out there say they want help, but they just don't do it. They just say it because they're saying it. So if you need help, go to themanmindset.com and we'll take care of you. All the guys out there, I want to give you all a shout out. Hope everything is going good with you guys out there. We have a good show for you today. You know, one thing that's happening, and again, we're 7 months into the year. We're 7 months into the year, and a lot of you guys out there are still the same. And a lot of you guys don't understand how change work. A lot of you guys don't understand how the game really works. And there's so many things that are out there that's bad information for you guys that is preventing you from growth. And we're going to talk about 10 things today that's preventing you guys from growth, because for many of you guys out there, how do you find change when you're supposed to look to yourself for change? And what I'm saying as far as looking to yourself is starting the process of looking to yourself as the only man, to be single-minded, to find things inside of yourself to grow as a man. And it is the one thing, okay, it's the one thing that a lot of you guys don't know, okay? Al, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Al. We send all the stuff out. So, Al, you got to send us an email. We send all the stuff out the first day. So, Al, send us an email. You haven't been waiting a month at all, so don't even try that bullshit out. So just send your information of what you got. You waiting a month, man. I don't even know who the fuck you are, boy. Y'all crazy as fuck in here. 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is a number. If y'all want to call in and y'all guys have a question, we'll definitely get to you guys out there. But we're here today. We're talking about the process of why you guys are not growing as men. What is the thing that's stopping you? What's holding you back? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Again, if y'all are texting a woman, let me know. We got you covered. Let me just finish this up. All right, there we go. All right, let's see here. So guys, if y'all have a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered as far as questions go and stuff like that, okay? So make sure that you guys do that, and we'll go from there. But let's talk about it. I wrote down a few bullet points down that I wanted to go over and read to you guys to give y'all understanding. Now, see, if we got to look at there are two gentlemen there. If we're looking at layers, okay, as far as growth, most of you guys have always been taught or you've been trained to think that everything has to do with women. Every problem that you have has to do with a woman, or it's a woman's fault why things are going on. And there is this, unfortunately, there's this this thing that's going around today that are always looking at women as the problem. Single mothers are the problem. You know, women having children are the problem, you know, and all these other things. And this is where the game that we teach is different than everybody else and what everybody else teaches, because we go to the place that most guys that are bitching, whining, moaning, and complaining, they're not going to go to this core that we go to. And this is the thing that separates us from everybody else, because the one thing we do here, because I can't speak for anybody else, but I know we are very few who do this, is that we do everything we can to make it for you as an individual and not a collective, okay? As an individual and not a collective. So there are things that we have to look at as foundation. Now, this is negative foundation, okay? Because a lot of guys are always saying, well, why am I still the same way? Why do I have fear when it comes to women? Why do I run away when it comes to women? Why can't I talk to women? Why can't I grow? And most guys don't understand. And I've always said this, and I've been saying this for decades. The game will never, ever be about women. You know, I ran into a show earlier today where somebody was sitting around and saying that, if you get a woman pregnant, the court systems are going to get you, the court systems for the woman. You have no rights as a father and all these things that they're saying. But let me show you how the man mindset works, because this is a solution show for men who want solutions. And the solutions that we show you are simple. See, they're right. The court systems are set up for women. If you have a baby buyer, you know what? They don't give her all the fucking power. You're right. But here's the key. Why the fuck are you guys fucking ain't shit women? Why are you guys fucking ain't shit women raw? Why are you having children with women who you know ain't shit? But see, that's the thing that the world has done today to the young man today, is take all the accountability away from the man. But why is this? Why do we have these issues that we have today? Because nobody is showing you guys that you guys are the reason. And I'm not blaming you for this women thing. This is not about women issues. These are the issues that you guys have before you walk out. Listen, before you get her pregnant, before you sleep with her, before you move in with her, before you start dating her, before you start pandering and begging for pussy, there are things that are going on in you young men right now to why you are what you are today, and we're going to talk about that today. 515-605-9373 is the number. If you want to call in, we are chopping it up. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. But why? We never see the thing about today is we're always looking at the last domino to everything. But the worst part about manhood today is that we seem to take somebody else's life and make it our life. See, gentlemen, over here in the man mindset, I tell you right now, what happens to the next man, I don't give a fuck. If the next man gets ran over by a woman, so fucking what? Ain't my problem. If the next man gets used by a woman, he fucking deserve it. If the next man gets hit in the mouth by a woman, ain't none of my motherfucking business. Because that next man is not me. And see, this is one of the problems that the majority of you guys have, because you feel that if it happens to him, it's going to happen to me. But see, all this stuff starts because of the unhealthy beliefs that you have for yourself. Feeling that you're a loser, feeling that you're a failure, feeling you're unliked, feeling that you're incapable of meeting and talking to a woman. You feel that way. Thinking you're not the best, thinking you're not good. You take that and then you also roll in the fact that you believe that everybody else is against you. Everybody's out to fuck you over. And then on top of that, you believe that the world is out to get you. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys who do not believe in yourself, you don't have a belief in yourself. There's nothing you stand on as a man except running behind pussy, kissing a woman's ass or kissing her ass, or trying to prove yourself to a woman. Why would a woman want to be with a fucking woman? Ask yourselves that question. And it's no knock on y'all, because I want y'all to understand that I'm going to show you why today. We're going to talk about that today. Why are you failing? Why are you failing? Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. If y'all want to ask a question, go ahead. But this is the important stuff. See, as men, my life and how I live my life is based on me. I don't give a fuck about the next man because he's not me. I can't control what the next man does. I cannot try to be the next man because I'm special on my own. I don't need to be somebody else because I'm special to me. But when you don't believe in yourself, when you start to realize that you have no confidence because you choose to live the life that you live, what happens is there are things that begin to happen to you and how you begin to process information. It's easy to say it's the woman's fault for everything that's going on in my life, but how is it her fault? Tell me, how is it the woman's fault? When most of you walk up to women, you want to take her out to dinner. You want to kiss her ass. You want to bend over backwards. Key word is you. You keep begging her and begging her for a relationship. You are in a relationship in which she is running you. She is disrespecting you, and yet you continue to be with that woman. And then you think it's her fault for what she does to you. You, on the other hand, may meet a woman and she starts disrespecting you from Jump Street. And what do you do? You let her slide. You let her dictate how you're going to date, how you're going to live together, how you're going to be married. You marry her. And she's still disrespecting you. And then when she divorces you, you want to play victim? You want to say that it's all, it's, oh, poor me. The evil, bad woman did me wrong. But it feels good to go onto YouTube and hang out with a bunch of other guys and have cuddle parties and complain about somebody that doesn't even think about you motherfuckers. See, when you don't have a foundation because you choose not to learn game. Key word in all of this, and it will always be you. So what you do is you will find a YouTuber that reminds you of mommy, and you connect to that man, and you begin to run away from your language. You begin to indoctrinate yourself with another man's language versus your own. But what happens? You start to overgeneralize things. You start not only, you start to generalize the world. You start changing your language as in not just one woman, not even a small percentage of women. All women are bad. All women ain't this and all women ain't that. And yet, even though you say all this shit about women, you still want to fuck with women. Even though you feel women are bad, you still want to be with women. Let me bring this call in real quick. Stop this. Let me chill my music. Error code 224. What's your question, brother? How can we help you?
What up, Dean? This is Darren Escalante calling in again.
I can help you, sir.
Man, it's just I feel like these guys, they don't realize that the stuff that you teach goes further beyond just women. It helps you in everyday life. The things that I've learned from you, from the courses you've sent me, and everything you shared with me, it's helping me in ways way further beyond women. Even within work, I have a business. For a long time, I was carrying a bunch of dead weight. Won't get too deep into it, but I learned, I was able to look around and see like that's what I was doing and cut that shit off, and I'm going to do my own thing and let them, just like you say about the women, let them float off. Those people that I was carrying, they can sit there and figure out their own way because, you know, I'm doing all the work and they live piggybacking off of me and still got something to say. Well, hey, I ain't got time for it no more. These guys need to really see what you teach is so instrumental in everything you do in life. It's not about women. It's about you and who you are as a man, your center. You know, and I appreciate you for teaching me that, man.
No doubt.
I'll be a student for a long time.
Thank you. No doubt. It's hard to recognize truth when we live in a world of lies to ourselves. You can't see truth when you live lies. I always ask, what can a woman do to a man that he does not allow her to do to him?
Facts.
There can't be family court situations with an ancient woman when you knew she wasn't shit from the beginning, but yet you bypassed that. You knew she had a fucked up attitude, but you bypassed that. You knew she was irresponsible and unaccountable, but you know what you did? You bypassed that. You know you shouldn't be fucking no women without no rubber. You bypass that. You get her pregnant, and then all of a sudden she's still the same person she was when you first met her, and now all of a sudden she's the bad one? She,
yeah,
all of a sudden, it's no fair? Oh, man, these women, yeah. Court systems, man, watch out for these women. And what's so sad and messed up is you got these guys who don't even know game. All they're doing is pushing an agenda to make you think that every woman out there is bad, and that's not true. And I'm not team woman. I'm team man. And I'm going to tell you, man, women are easy. Women are never a problem and an issue to a man. They will never be a problem and an issue.
Right. Snap your fingers, Dane.
Well, but you can't see that when you build your house on a weak foundation of emotions. See, a lot of these young men are mad. You know, they always say, well, women are for the streets and, oh, she's a slut and she's fucking all these guys and all that. You know what the problem is? It's not that these women are fucking other guys. It's that they're not fucking the guys that bitch about women. The guys that they're mad that they're not getting pussy. That's what the problem is. But they're mad at the woman.
Yeah.
Wait, here's my question. Why do you care?
Oh.
I mean, not you, Carl, but I'm saying, why would someone even give a fuck what a woman is doing? What, number
and
one,
that's why I said, man.
Yeah,
snap your fingers. What's the sound of that? What's the sound of that? That's another girl turning 21. That's another
right,
girl turning 18. Why are you worried?
You know, I asked somebody this the other day, and he got mad at me. I said, why are you posting pictures of women that you ain't ever going to fuck and talk shit about them? Why do you post pictures of women that you ain't even going to fuck, nor do you don't even know the woman? Why would you even post a picture and say something bad about her? You don't even know the woman. See, the thing is with a lot of these guys out here is that they don't want to realize, and it's easy to say that women ain't shit because that then takes the spotlight off of them. See, a lot of these guys don't want the spotlight on them because if the spotlight was on them, they can see why women aren't fucking with them. And if a woman does fuck with them, it's going to be on her terms. And they hate that shit because they've never been taught game. All they're being taught is, and this is the crazy thing about it. You know, Lucario made a post about single mothers having children, right?
Yeah.
Well, who do you think is getting those single women? Well, excuse me. Okay, let me explain this. Having sex is an agreement between two people. Yes, having a baby is a decision strictly on the woman. But can we prevent that by wrapping the fuck up and not getting
exactly.
her
exactly,
so we can't sit around
yes.
and say the single mother? Because what is so amazing about these guys, all they want to do is talk about the thing that they want more than anything, and that's pussy. They want to fuck so bad that they are so mad and they're so frustrated that they think by tearing down a woman, it makes them feel better about themselves, knowing when they get around a woman, they don't even know what the fuck to do with a woman.
And she only got that power of choice because you gave her that power of choice. You were the
Absolutely.
One that decided to put your meat inside of her. So,
yeah, and I'm not knocking a man for fucking a woman. I mean, I don't mind him smashing, but think about these guys. When you listen to the average guy, what they say? I want to come over my house and we can fuck. I just met her. I want to fuck right now. I want to fuck, right? All they want to do is fuck, right? And then when they get with the ancient
right.
ones that want to fuck, those are the ones that are getting pregnant. They fucking the ancient ones getting pregnant. Then they, man, but nobody wants to take responsibility Listen, I keep telling you guys, I always wrap up. Always wrap up. But the one thing that these guys don't do, they just don't take accountability for what the fuck they are. They don't. So let me throw you back in, too. Yeah. If you got another questions, let me know, okay, brother? But thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. 515-605-9373 is the number. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there, and we got you covered. Let's see here. Joshua, I appreciate this kind words, Joshua. Thank you. And gentlemen, listen, we got to get to the core of this to understand, for a lot of you guys listening, to understand why it is you're still the same way. Remember, we're 7 months into the year, and you are still the same exact way. You don't know how to talk to women. You don't know anything about yourself. And all you're doing is just being mad at women for some odd reason. When I don't see any, and please, I want anybody, please, and this is no knock on you guys. Somebody in this room, anybody, I ask anybody, tell me something a woman can do to you. Tell me something a woman that you have no control over. What is something a woman can do to you that you have no control over? Please tell me. Anybody. Anybody. But see, here's the thing. Most of these guys out here realize that they can't read a woman's mind, but yet they always are reading her mind. They're always trying to find ways to figure out what a woman is. Bottom line is, most men do not qualify their women, and then they get burned and go around. Yes, apps, there you go. That's it in a nutshell right there. That's it in a nutshell. But a male can't qualify a woman when you put the woman above yourself. How do you win when you put a woman above yourself? All these guys, I hear these guys talking about divorce and all this other stuff. Most of these guys shouldn't have even been married to these women. But you know what? Again, see, it doesn't make any sense how a woman can have that much power over a man. Doesn't make any sense. How can a woman have so much power over a man where he runs away from his name and takes on a pill philosophy? A pill philosophy. Yes. Absolutely. And if y'all don't know what I said before, grab three cups, fill one cup up in the middle, and whatever cup you're pouring the most water into is where you're swaying. And the majority of these guys are doing everything they can to complain about a woman. And I still don't understand. I don't. I'll never understand it, because women are not, I don't even see how a woman can be a problem. But you know what? A lot of guys out there will say women have attitudes. So? She's got an attitude. So? Is she not allowed to have an attitude? Why? But again, why do you care? Why do you care what she is? And the reason is, a lot of guys think that everything that happens is a catastrophe. When she ignores him, it's a catastrophe. When she has an attitude, it's a catastrophe. The world is not fair. She's so mean to me. She yelled at me. She ignored me. She used me for my dinners. Then why the fuck are you taking her out to dinner? You cannot build yourself off of pills. Yeah, you can't. Check the lines. The quick lines are open if y'all want to call in. Got any questions? Put a Q in there. The beautiful thing about what I teach you, and I've always teach you, gentlemen, the beautiful thing about it is the day, all you guys listen to me, is the day you realize power you have, not over women, but the power you have over yourself. Hey, Philly, I'm gonna ask you nice, man. Please, I you're new, so I'm gonna give you a slide, but please either call into the show or please stop just saying that goofy shit, or I'm gonna kick you the fuck out. I'm trying to be nice to you, but we over here are men. So if you got a problem, just nut the fuck up and call in. Other than that, stop saying that shit. You'll get the fuck, I'm going to kick your fucking ass out. See how that works, guys? Easy. Gentlemen, there's a power that every one of you has. And when you access the power, you become unstoppable. See, for a lot of you guys, your fears are your greatest weakness, because women can see right through your fucking ass. If they don't mean to dog you out or bully you, it's just that you've set yourself up to get walked over. How you? A man, I promise you, a man will never have a problem with a woman. Because when a man sets a standard, a woman is either going to follow his standard or she's gone. So if that's the case, gentlemen, how can we have issues with women? How can a woman do stuff to us? Because if we are honest with ourselves, if you're honest with yourselves, the majority of you guys, unfortunately, walk out your door and you don't even believe in yourself. You walk out your door and you don't even have a standard for yourself. You walk out that door and you don't even set a tone of how you want to operate your life for yourself. You do. It's not me. But yet what you don't understand is that a woman smells weakness. Because I told you, since elementary school, gentlemen, these women have learned and understood and picked up what we call a sixth sense. The boys in elementary school, nervous, no confidence, and beat around the bush. The boys in junior high school, nervous, no confidence, and beat around the bush. The guys in high school, nervous, no confidence, beat around the bush. Guys in college, no confidence, beating around the bush. Anxiety issues. So what do you think a woman sees, or what can a woman invest in somebody that doesn't have a belief in itself. See, most of you guys, listen to me. All you guys, listen to me. If y'all want to call in, thanks for listening. I want to help you. I'm here. Have you ever, see, the one thing that an alcoholic and someone that's drugged and cracked out on something, it's hard to peel away from something that takes them away from the world's problems. People do drugs for their own reason, and some people do it to get away from the stress of the world. Some people drink because they want to get the stress of the world and stuff like that. He has a question. Do I tell her my intentions of intimacy? Yeah, Fitty, this is why I keep telling you, brother. This is why it, brother, the thing that women do not, the one thing that throws women off, the one thing that throws women off is honesty. They're so used to lies, beating around the bush, and walking on eggshells so much, is when they hear honesty, it throws them off. But I tell you why honesty is important, because I don't want you wasting your fucking time. See, a lot of guys get upset by being dishonest with women and beating around the bush with women. And then all of a sudden, when the woman keeps giving them signals, I'm not interested, they keep pushing. When the woman says, no, I'm not interested, they keep pushing. Give me a chance. Come on. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. You know, the woman says, fuck it. If you want to go out to eat, we'll go out to eat, but we're going down this front. No, no, okay, we'll do that. And the guy takes the woman out, and the guy feeds her in this lavish restaurant. And then the woman says, you know, you're still my friend. And then the man gets mad then when he knew from the get-go she didn't want him. Okay? Think about what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you, Fifth F Dog, is this, brother. I always want you to keep it real, because the one thing that shows a woman that a man has experience or a man has a lot of women is that he doesn't give a fuck about the result. I'm going to put my bid in. Guys, let me tell you something. I have got shot down millions of times. But I can tell you this. Even though sometimes I get shot down, they go away, they do come back sometimes. But I don't care. All I care about is what I'm doing. When I approach her and put my bid in to give her the opportunity to fuck me, that's what the bid is for. Even if I succeed, I'm still not satisfied because I felt like I just didn't do it right, and I work on myself. So what I'm saying to you, all right, here's what I'm saying. She already knows you want to fuck, okay? But the reason I say intimate is because I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to be that guy that hangs out with a bunch of women. I don't want to be that guy. So I'm letting you know that I want to get intimate with you, and that's the street I'm trying to go down. And you have every right to say no, or you're not interested, and I got every right to float the fuck off because I'm not wasting my time. Yes, guys, she knows you want to have sex with her. But women are smart enough to play dumb and act like they don't, like, oh my God, I couldn't believe you wanted to sleep with me type dumb. They know you want to sleep with them. But what they're trying to figure out is, what are you behind that fake ass mask that you put on? They're trying to see, what are you? How are you standing? Do you have any principles? Do you have a standard? Can you say no? Are you thirsty? Are you creepy? Are you needy? Are you desperate? What are you? They're trying to find out. And here's a beautiful thing about women. It's beautiful about women that I ask you guys, why don't you do it? These women, will put you in a category like that. Chauffeur category. Dinner. Hanging out. This motherfucker's going to be the one paying my bills. He's going to put up my Christmas lights. They will put you in a category. But I ask you men, why don't you put them in a category? That's what I'm asking you guys. Next question, brother. Is there a fine line between self-confidence and self-esteem? It's deeper. It's a great question. It's deeper. It's deeper. It's deeper. Let me show you how deep it is. It's deeper. The beautiful thing about this show that nobody on YouTube talks about, we're this is why we're original. We're the only ones to talk about this. It's not about self-confidence, my brother, or self-esteem. It is about you learning your own language. Nobody has, we are the only ones that tell you this. No one tells you this. It is about learning how you operate for yourself based off the fact that you are the only one of your kind on this planet. How you operate, and that's the one thing. See, I can't, see this, let me peep game. I can't show you how you need to learn how to speak to yourself, but I can give you tools to get you in the right direction for you to start speaking for yourself. See, the confidence, gentlemen, and the self-esteem comes into how you live your life for yourself. It has nothing to do with anybody but you. See, when you set a standard, see, the let me tell you with the confidence, you know, being mysterious and having confidence, it comes into the fact that the one thing women should not be able to read, the one thing a woman should not be able to learn as soon as she meets is you. You should be what I call a breath of fresh air. You should be somebody she's never met before based off of how you operate for yourself and not anybody else. But when you try to take on a persona of somebody else, whether it is a pill, high value, a level, a color, a shape, you're saying that I'm not good enough for who I am and I got to be somebody else, when everything that you have, you've already got. But see, they don't want you to know. See, people don't want you to know that. Hell, women don't want you to know that shit. Women don't want you to know that they will be more attracted to you when you stand alone versus being part of a group. Single-minded, brother. This is what we teach you. See, your confidence and your esteem comes in the fact that there's nobody out there like me. There will never be anybody like me. And because I am an original, my standard, my laws, my rules, my codes, how I think, how I move, how I operate, how I approach, how I text, how I make her blush, how I make her smile, how I make her think, how I make her react, how I put flavor in her ear, flavor in her eyes, how I do those things, are strictly so brand new because they originate from me, not me, but you. That's where you get the confidence, because you're saying this: if she fucks around, and remember, guys, I told you, like the vampire. Remember I told you? If she makes the conscious decision to allow me into her world, then it's already over, because I'm going to tap into things on her and elevate her and make her see things in herself through me. But what happens, it's a domino effect. The domino effect of that has you with having this, not sense of entitlement, but you're just an arrogant fucking prick, which makes you a bad boy and an asshole, which makes them drawn into you. You become mysterious because she can't figure you out. You become sexually, and she becomes sexually attracted to you because she loves not being able to get her way. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. I don't want you to look at the world as confidence and self-esteem, and I don't want you to look at fear and all those fucking words. I'm trying to get you to look at you for who you are to yourself, not who you are to me, not who you are to the next man, and not who you are to women. Fuck all three of us. No, I'm serious. Fuck me. Fuck your boys. Fuck these women. All of us. And operate on your terms. That's what changes the game. Because at that point, you become so fucking arrogant, because you know if she's lucky enough. Wait, let me say that one more time. If she's lucky enough to meet me, then I'm gonna turn her world upside down. How do you guys think that way? Can't think that way when you don't believe in the man in the motherfucking mirror, guys. It's not the words that get you to get women. It's not the words confidence. It's not the word self-esteem, nor is it the word fear or anxiety and all these other key words. It is you learning you and you governing yourself for you, not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your relatives, nobody but you. And that's going to make you selfish, which is a turn on by women. That's going to make you unapologetic, which is going to be a turn on to women. That's going to make you be able to say no, which is going to be a turn on by women. That's going to make you be able to walk away, which is a turn on by women. That's what you don't, they don't want you to know that. People don't want you to know that. Let me check the phone lines real quick while we chopping up this game. I got some more questions. I see some questions in the queue. Let me answer these questions. But great, good question, J.A. Let me see here. B.H. Your laws, rules, and codes are kind of like your judicial system. All right? Think about how the governing bodies work, right? You govern yourself off of one of these three. See, the beautiful thing about these three things is that you live and you create these things. See, a law to me is a non-negotiable thing. No matter how sexy she is, no matter how round that ass is, no matter how perky those titties are, even if she does 9 perfect things out of 10, if she breaks my law I set for myself, she's gone. There's no please, let's work it out, and all, you're gone. My laws protect, that's the one thing that protects my name, my bloodline, my sperm. It, the law that you have, that most of you got, you have laws, but they're laws of reaction, but not laws of action. A rule is something that I have when I'm doing or moving on an action, when I'm doing something. Give you an example. If I see a woman I like, I'm going to go talk to her. That's my rule I have for myself. But it's not just making it a rule. It's, you've got, it's layered. It's not just thinking, because it doesn't work that way. Because everybody thinks I can just say it and do these things. Let me see here. Let me see if Russ says something very important. I'm going to go to Russ real quick. Gentlemen, the way you are. Oh, DJ, I want to say, hey, DJ, I'm sorry, DJ. Yo, DJ, thank you for the super chat, DJ. Appreciate you, DJ, dog. Appreciate you. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. We're going to chop it up, because most guys just don't understand how the game works, how powerful you guys are to yourselves, that you don't have to follow anybody. You don't have to follow thinking. What could you ever imagine, gentlemen? What if you had lived in a world that you didn't have to follow the rules of the world? Do you guys understand that I'm the only one that's ever told you this. No one's ever told you this before. I'm the only one, and I will tell you again. Three laws that you just have to abide by. Law of the land, don't kill anybody, because they'll probably get you in the first 48. Law of the street, don't speed, because if you get caught, you'll get either lit the fuck up or a ticket. And the law of your job, go to the job and do your work. Other than that, what if you can create not only how you operate with women, but what if you could create how you operate for yourself? And so many people don't see the power in what I'm talking about. Because the beautiful thing about creating a world for yourself, gentlemen, that no one talks about, is that you become this one thing that you guys, when a woman sees this in you, oh, this gets them wet. And it's the one thing that y'all guys aren't even for yourselves, and you're not, there's no passion in you guys. There's no passion in growth. There's no passion in learning who I am to me. And please understand, passion can turn into sexual passion. What do you guys suggest for guys with something deeper than talking to women? But see, Jay, you're not listening. You're not listening, Jay. You don't have social anxiety You just have not taken the time to learn how you function for you. The reason why you have this social anxiety is because you give a fuck about what the world thinks about you. That's your truth, brother. There is no social anxiety when you don't give a fuck about what people think about you. Think about this, and it's no knock. I'm trying to help you, brother. Guys, I promise you, all your problems can be solved when you worry and work on you. I promise you. Because I'm telling you right now, when a woman knows that you have social anxiety, that's the same guy who doesn't know how to fuck. It's the same guy that doesn't know what to do in a romantic, sensual, sexual, or a seductive situation with the woman. Because if you're too chicken shit to walk up to a woman, what the fuck are you going to do when you're with the woman? What the fuck are you going to do? How are you going to text that woman? I'm telling you guys. I'm trying to tell you guys all of your problems can be solved. I promise you, and I'm not making this up. See, my brother Jay, how can you have a problem talking to women if you're rehearsing yourself every goddamn day? See, no one even talks about rehearsal but me. How many times are you sitting in the mirror, looking at that man in the mirror and saying, hey, how you doing? My name is Jay. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? My name is Jay. Nice to meet you. You know what? Hey, and you know the reason why I came over here. Oh, wait. Okay. Hello, how you doing? My name is Jay. I just want to, You know, I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to hold you up, but you know, hey, the reason why I came over here. Okay. Right. No, come on, Jay, smile. You smile first. Come on, Jay, smile. Smile. All right. Not a goofy smile. Just smile, Jay. Just relax. Smile. Okay. Hey, how you doing? My name is Jay. You don't even do that shit, Jay. And this is what I'm telling, nobody teaches you this shit. You guys don't even do that shit. Because you know why? You guys think it's not necessary. But it is necessary. Because the only way you're going to learn yourself is by doing the rehearsals and the sound checks, guys. Nobody talks to you about this stuff. Nobody tells you how you don't even do that. Okay. I'd like to take you out sometime. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. Hey, how you doing? My name is Jay. You have a moment? I'd like to talk to you for a second. Hello. Hey, how you doing? You don't even do that shit. So, of course you're going to be socially awkward because you spend more time listening to bullshit than spending time working on you and working on how you operate to yourselves. That's how it works. That's why most guys, let me check the phone lines real quick. That's where the problem comes in at. Because nobody's ever told you guys out there to work on yourselves and rehearse. Okay, you know what? I got an idea. I'm gonna ask her for a photo. And when I get a photo, I'm going to use the photo in a way to make her smile. Okay. Can you send me a photo of yourself so I can... No, that's not right. Hey, you know what? Let me see. Can you send me a photo of yourself? Let me see you right now. She sends a photo. Okay. I wrote down how I'm going to make her blush. Let me text it. Let me look at my paper and text it. Damn, you know what? This is why I got a bone to pick with you. This is exactly why I approached you in the first place, because that smile of yours is very sexy. And this is why I want to get to know. You don't even do that shit. None of you do that shit because they don't teach you that. Nobody teaches you this shit but me. None of you guys look in the mirror and work on or write down and cultivate and build your language exclusively for yourself. Nobody does that. And what I'm saying is that I show you guys, it'll also be in the, it's going to be in the book, but I tell you guys all the time, if you ever want to just feel what it's like being a man, if you ever just are in a situation where you feel like you're losing a grip of yourself, turn fucking 5 pages of a book or go turn on your light switch, and I promise you, any fears, any thoughts, or any problems go away, because guess what? It's going to be at that one moment, gentlemen, that your thoughts are lined up with your behaviors, and you will notice when those two are interacting as one, there is no fear. There is no anxiety. There is no worry. You don't care about judgment. There's none of that. When you go over to your fucking light switch, like I'm the only one that tells you to do the light switch. I'm the only one that tells you to turn a book 5 pages. When you turn your light switch on and you turn that motherfucker off, it's odd that there's no fear right then. There's no worry. You don't care about the end result. You're just doing it. Why? Because we're the only ones showing you that your thoughts have to be in line with your behaviors to conquer fear, social anxiety, worry, everything that you hold yourself back on can be rid of when you start to believe in, you ready? Not me, not those fucking pills and shit, but when you start believing in you. You don't believe in yourself. You don't think you're good enough. Of course you're going to think that way if you don't work on yourself. And when you don't work on yourself, you're not going to be good enough for anybody, because you're going to worry about shit. Women love, and they're not going to tell you this, gentlemen. Women love men who think highly of themselves. See, when you don't think highly of yourself and you run into an insecure woman who thinks highly of herself, it is at that point she doesn't respect you. Women love men who think highly of themselves, because we're saying that you're just a woman. Hey, look, you are no different than the grass outside of my yard. There are different pieces of grass in my yard, and they're all the same. They may grow a little bit different, but they're not special. You're not special. I can probably see some potential in you. You got my curiosity, but you ain't special. See, you can't be special, baby, because I'm the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxy, universe, and solar system. I am all motherfucking things, and there's nothing you can do to impress me that I haven't done to impress myself. And you know what? That is when they start calling you asshole. That's when they start calling you a jerk. That's when they start calling you conceited. But they love that shit. because women are not used to guys who think highly of themselves to a point where if I get an inkling that you're a waste of my time, I'm gone. If I feel that you are bullshitting with me, I'm gone. If you think you can talk to me any old kind of way, I'm gone. Matter of fact, you got to do a lot of shit to keep me around. But how many of you guys think that way? See, you can't – see, I know what a lot of y'all guys hear what I'm saying, think that way. It's like, man, I can't ever think that way. Bullshit. Check the phone lines. A lot of guys out there think they can't think that way. And I'm telling you, I promise every guy that's listening to this show, you can. But I want to be honest with you. And this is something I've always had the problem with my clients is because it's not the fear of fucking failure that fucks you up. It's the fear of the successes that you have when women start throwing the pussy at you, when they start getting desperate, when they start getting needy, when they start throwing shit at you that you ain't used to. You got to act like you've been there before, brothers. But it can happen. No, 99. No. Let me know. 99. I appreciate what you said. Fuck therapy. No, let me tell you. Listen. Fuck marriage counseling and fuck therapy. Let me tell you what those motherfuckers do in therapy and counseling that I've heard from people. All they do is sit on the couch with a pen and saying, how does that make you feel? Oh, really? Interesting. Man, fuck no. You don't need therapy, infamous. That's wrong. Don't tell people that shit. You don't need therapy. You need to learn how you operate. You can be therapeutic to yourself. See, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. No, it's all good. No, you're good, 99. I just want to say to y'all guys, no knock. I'm just saying to you guys, listen. Here's the thing, my brother, to all you guys. Your body has these things called white T cells. I'm getting deep here. And what it does is it kills things in you that can do harm to you. And sometimes it overrides them and you become sick or you catch a cold and things like this. But your body is built to protect you. So if your body's built to protect you, why can't you do that? No, you know what? No, hey, look, if you feel like that, I don't believe in that therapy shit, Russ. You can tell motherfuckers on other show, but don't tell motherfuckers on the show. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. Let me tell y'all why. Why do you need somebody else to tell you what you should be doing if you know how to operate on your own? That's what I'm talking about. I didn't say anything about medication. I said therapy. Well, doc, you know, I just, I miss her. Oh, that's interesting. How do you feel? Well, I don't know, doc. I just, Man, come on, man. All I'm saying to you guys out there is, what if you created a building that has a couch on it that you can lay on and you can talk to yourself about your problems and figure it out yourself? Oh, my God.
What if you can sit back and ponder what's going on in your head and come up with your own conclusions to solve shit? Oh, my God. Boom. Boom. What if you can be your own therapist? You're struggling to figure something out. Why not turn all the lights off? Put on some classical music. Lay back in your couch. Close your eyes. Relax. And talk to yourself and allow yourself, based off of how you live your life, to solve the fucking problem yourself. Man, guys, y'all understand how cold the game is? Yes, Cody, I am my own therapist. You don't need, guys, I'm telling you, you don't need, I'm not, see, this is what's so different about the man mindset. We are not a cult. I don't want you to be me. I'm not going to push any pills and all that bullshit. My job is to show you how you need to operate for your fucking self. You can be all things. You can be your own therapist and solve your own life when you have a standard that has a law in which you have to operate on. You know, I really care about her, man. Oh, I'm heartbroken. And you lay on your couch. You're like, damn, man, I really love those ass and that titties. And you know what? Somebody inside, you're going to be like, come on, dog. Come on, man. Come on, man. You forgot who the fuck we are? Have you forgot that we are some bad motherfuckers? I know you. I know you're awful. Guys, you don't understand. Guys, for every voice that you hear that tells you you're not good enough, because y'all hear that shit a lot, let me tell you, when you start to control your fucking world, that voice starts to tell you that you're the shit, that you don't need her. You know what? Why don't we go and buy ourselves a beer? Just let's get out of here. Look, it's a bad breakup. Shit didn't work. But you know what? Come on, man. Why don't you buy me a beer? That's how your mind should be talking to you. Let's just go out for a beer. Let's relax and let's enjoy who the fuck we are. That's what the game is about. When you can be your own. Now, look, you can't be your own doctor because you can't operate on yourself. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about here where you need to fix mental situations. That's what I'm talking about to you guys. We've got to get you to play by your own rules, because if you don't do that, you're food, man. You're food. Let me check the phone lines. 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all want to call in. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. We're chopping it up. You see, gentlemen, when you, and I speak to every one of you as individuals as if I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to you as a group. Fuck that. I'm talking to you. Like it's you and me by ourselves. I'm telling you right now, when you become solution-based, you will never be a victim of anything again. When you become solution-based, and let me explain what I'm talking about. See, gentlemen, let me explain something to you. Marriages are bad for the humans. Marriages are bad for the humans. Dating is bad for the humans. Human males can't run shit because they don't believe in themselves. That's why they have all these fucked up problems. But what happens when you can adapt to yourself. As your own therapist, what are the three main questions you ask yourself? No, you got to, okay, you got to listen to me. In order for the therapist thing to work, you must create. All of you guys, let me show you. It's not, y'all, the game is deep, guys. The game is deep. Let me show y'all. If you want to be your own therapist, in order for that to happen, you must have your own Senate and judicial system that is going to guide you on you. Without this, you can't do it, because this is the thing that's going to answer all your questions when you set the standard for yourself. I listen, guys, I know y'all think, hey, wait, it's too easy. It is easy. It is. There is a solution to everything, gentlemen. It's just that we choose not to look at the solutions. Is a woman rejecting me a problem? No, because I don't give a fuck. Is it a problem if a woman says no to me? No, I don't give a fuck. If she says she has a boyfriend, I don't give a fuck. I will never, ever waste my time hanging out with somebody for the purposes of a friendship. Fuck that. Thank you for the super chat, brother. Thank you for the super chat. B-Dog, get your puzzle. Thank you, D. Appreciate that, D. Appreciate that. Everything you have, gentlemen, y'all don't understand the beauty that you have. Every one of you, you don't have it, because no one's ever told you this. What if you just built the world to your specifications and was able to come up with ways to approach women? And I don't mean just one way of approaching a woman. I'm saying that when is the last, and I'm asking you, when's the last time you said to your scribe, this is how I'm going to approach a woman? When is the last time you scribed that, put it through your judicial system, passed the bill, and stored it in your mind so when you saw a woman, you knew how to approach her? That, no, we don't, but no one tells you. This is what's so different with us. Nobody tells you that. See, they don't want you to know that. Listen to me, gentlemen. No one wants you to know that information. Nobody wants you to know the power. Guys, what I always tell you, what they said in the Tudors, always tell the king what he should do, not what he could do, because if a lion learned his own strength, no man could stop him. But what if you learned your could do? What if you learned that the strength that you have is already inside of you and you just got to access it? I'm not talking, I didn't say be me or be a color or shape, a pill or a level. I'm saying to you, what if all the answers were already inside of you and you just got to be man enough to walk away from those things, accept those things, create those things? What do you understand what you can be? Guys, do you understand how many women you're going to get This has nothing to do with your height. Has nothing to do with your looks. It has everything. LL, you're not paying attention, LL. The way you got to do that is pay attention. How do you love yourself? By fucking loving yourself. How do you love yourself? By saying that I love myself so much that I'm going to show the woman that she is under me. She's not worthy of my time. She's not worthy of my attention. She's not worthy of anything until she proves her worth to me. That's how you love yourself. You love yourself by saying, fuck the world. Matter of fact, I always tell you guys, watch the first 30, 45 minutes of A Christmas Carol. You love yourself by being the most selfish motherfucker known to man. That's how you love yourself, by making everything about yourself, by cultivating a world within yourself. But see, you don't understand that because you haven't even taken a shovel and broke ground in your mind. I will say it again, young man, who asked this question. You have not even taken a shovel and you have not broken ground on the vast world that you can thrive in by learning who the fuck you are. And you can be so motherfucking cold in this universe and in this world, nobody can touch you. Nobody can move you. They are going to either accept you for who the fuck you are or fuck them. That's how you love yourself. By standing on your principles that you don't have yet, but principles that you can create for yourself. Shout out to Real. This is what they don't want you to know. If you realized that all the answers to you are within you, the pill community would be destroyed, because at that point you wouldn't need to be a fucking pill. You would be a motherfucking man. You would be a man. You would operate as a man. And the one thing you will begin to do that you're not doing right now is that women will never be the priority in your life. So if a woman's not my priority, how can I bitch about single mothers? If a woman's not my priority, how can I bitch about marriages? If a woman's not my priority, why would I give a fuck what a woman does to another man? Because my priority is me. When you make the woman, and that's what those pills teach you, you don't even realize you're making women the center of your universe. When you're talking about something that has no importance, women love men that make the world about themselves. You see, gentlemen, when you make the world your priority, yourself, when you make yourself the number one priority, a woman is going to be more attracted to you because she's trying to figure out Well, why isn't he thirsty? Why isn't he nervous? Why isn't he stumbling with his words? Why isn't he kissing my ass? Why isn't he running behind me? All these whys they're going to start to add up is this motherfucker's all about himself. I can't move him with my makeup, my ass, my, I can't move him. He is so laser focused on himself that what can I do or be to get a little bit of his attention? That's how the game works. That's how it works. Thank you for the shout out. Fresh email. All right, Travis. I mean, Tyler, I got you, man. Travis, I'm sorry. You've already lost. You're lying to yourself. You're not getting your mind right. Money doesn't make the man. Your crypto doesn't make you a man. And what you're doing is you're living a lie, and that's why you're not growing, because you're living in a false and fake reality because you're thinking about shit outside yourself. This is called a man mindset. It is not called man crypto, man bank, man clothes, man cars, and shit like this. You lose. Stop lying to yourself. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know why y'all guys lie to yourselves like this. Stop that. You ain't getting yourself together. 515-605-9373 is the number. I had a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you. The world doesn't want you to know you. And the more you run away from you, you become lost. And that's what's happening to the majority of you guys today. You're lost. You have no understanding of women or how the world works. Because you've been so busy worshiping women that you've never taken the time. What if you took the time to worship yourself as much as you worship women? Can you imagine what your world would be like? If you worship yourself, if you said to yourself, you know what? You know, most of you guys are like, oh, I want some pussy, I want some pussy, I want some pussy. What if you took that and turned that around and said, I want more knowledge of myself. I want to build myself up. I want to learn me and how I operate for me. Change the whole game up. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that you have the power inside of you. Nobody wants you to know that. 515-605-9373 is the number. It's a man mindset. See, gentlemen, once you begin to learn what you are and how you operate, you will never be gullible and naive anymore because you are operating off of how you feel about yourself versus listening to another man, listening to another man complain. Fuck other men. What is the best way to remove insecurities from a woman after she feel like you cheated on her? Be you already lost. Because you know what? If you think I cheated on you and I didn't, bye. And see, this is why y'all lose. See, this is why y'all lose, man. I don't understand something. Why do you guys put up and allow women to pop off their gums and accuse you of shit? If you cheated, yeah, I did. So fucking what? What are you going to do? I don't understand with you guys. What is all this? What's the best way to remove insecurities? Fucking let her ass go. Goodbye. Y'all guys, see, this is why men are few and far between. Because a woman ain't going to come to a man with that type of bullshit. You want to know why? Because she already knows that she ain't the only one, and she accepts it. But see, when you motherfucking cowardly ass guys lie to women and shit like that, now all of a sudden you want to take away her insecurities. You a weak motherfucker, B. You want to take away her insecurities? Take a football and drop kick her ass and move the fuck on. You're fired. Take your fucking insecurity somewhere else. Get the fuck out of my life. That's how you resolve that shit. But you know what? Do you got the balls to do it? No. Because you only care about her and we had so many. Man, fuck that shit. This is why I keep telling y'all, man. This is why y'all lose. Y'all want to... Why are y'all so goddamn gullible? Do you know women are smart enough not only to play dumb, but also play victim? Crocodile tears and all that other shit? And here y'all going eating that shit up, believing the bullshit. They running games on you. They know when you're gullible, B, they can do whatever they want. And B, I wish a motherfucker would keep telling me, well, you're cheating on me. I don't know you cheat. What? I'm done. Because you know you ain't the only one. But see, B, do you have the nutsack to tell her ass she ain't the only one? That's what I'm talking about. There are no problems and no issues. Because guess what? You know how many motherfuckers I got rid of who crawled their ass back and said, you know what? I'm sorry. I'll never get out of line with you again. Can I just be have a little bit of your time? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Can I'm sorry. I thought I made the mistake thinking that you were like the average guy, and I know I fucked up, and I understand. I don't understand why you got rid of me. Okay. Y'all got a question for the Q&A. I'm trying to read what this guy is saying. What is this saying? Brand, you go to my web. I got all this shit. All the shit is on all the YouTube channels. I've been doing this shit for over 30 years, brother. Got nothing but this kind of realness. I ain't changing shit. Fuck would I do that for? I went, well, are you serious, man? Fuck up, man. Hell no. I ain't changing. Look, I'm going to be honest with you guys. When you start to think this way, you're not going to be a one-woman guy. I promise you, you're not. You're not. And these women are going to know you're not a one-woman man. And you know what, guys? They'll fucking accept that. Because at that point, they will know you're on or they're on your roster. And wait a second. For any woman that says, oh, my God, I can't believe he's saying that. Or for any guy saying, oh, my God, what is he talking about? Motherfucker, you don't think women have rosters? Wait. Do you guys actually think women play fair? Do you women think, say, I'm not going to have any other, no, fuck, no. Let me tell you something. Every woman you know has a roster of suckers that she has access to, so why can't you have that shit? Why can't you have that? And I'm not saying to be mean. I'm just saying that's going to be your life. I'm sorry. It's going to be your life. You are going, you're not going to be a one-woman man. And guess what? The women, this is going to shock you. They're going to know it. They're going to accept it. And they're not going to complain about it. I'll bet you on that. Because if they complain, you just say, if you don't like this shit, take your fucking ass on. I'll find somebody else to replace you. And I know you guys think that's mean, but you don't think women do that? You don't think the guy that's chauffeuring her around for years finally gets sick of the shit and is like, you know what? I don't like this situation, and I'm not going to talk to you no more. She's like, bye. Next. Next chauffeur up. Next mechanic up. Next guy fixing me dinner. Why can't you be this way? I'm telling you guys, that's the bad news. That's the bad news, that women are going to be jealous of other women and jealous because they don't have your time. But you know what? They're going to fucking accept the fact that they're not the only woman. And let me tell you something about being a man is great. Having a little bit of my time is worth its weight in gold. And they know that, and they will accept that shit. See, the reason they don't accept it from the average guy is because they're like, well, who the fuck do you think you are? I'm the shit here. And you got to do things my way. Ace, you got it. You might be new. You ain't listening. You guys keep complicating a simple solution. Mr. Brand, how do you fix cereal? How do you open a door? How do you turn your lights on? How do you turn on your remote control? How do you drive your car? You do it, man. This is why y'all guys lose, because y'all think it's some trigger, some great mathematical question that you can't solve. The problem is, the solution is so fucking simple, it's complicated. Because none of you have actually ever learned who the fuck you are, and you've never... See, here's the thing. You can't pursue any of your passions if you never pursued who the fuck you are as a man. It's not going to work. Why do you guys always wonder why we're 7 months into the year and you've never changed? Because you're still not working on yourself. You're still worried about what people think about you. You're still worried what women think. You still feel that you're not good enough. You still don't go after what the fuck you want. And this is why you're the same motherfucking way. The only way that you're going to change is not me. But you're going to have to do something that is going to be the hardest thing that you've ever done in your life. And that is mentally cut the umbilical cord that you have taken out of your mother and place it in one of these red pill motherfuckers that acts like your mother. It's the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to do, to walk away. I'm telling you right now, the hardest thing to do is to walk away where you feel lonely, where you're not a part of a community anymore. That's the only way to win. Because as long as you are around a bunch of fucking losers, you're going to be a loser. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you. I'm telling you. No, stop. Hey, Mr. B. B. Life is going to... Look. Life doesn't give a fuck about you. And it doesn't give a fuck about me. Life is going to continue to move with or without us. Now that you've got that out of the way, see, here's your problem. In order for you to pursue your passions, sometimes you've got to work two or three jobs to make money to start investing in your passion. So what I recommend is you turning off your fucking TV, shutting off your fucking phone, and start getting some jobs and start making enough money to pay your bills and start working on your passion. I mean, it's just simple, man. It's simple. How can a woman be the issue if you don't think about women the way these pill motherfuckers got you thinking about women? Oh my God, I can't find a wife. You know, I don't know, and I don't think you're not. It's sad that we live in a world of double standards. Should you be judged if you fuck hundreds of women and shit? Should you be judged? Well, no, no, it's okay. It's dope. Man, look, man, I'm just telling y'all, in less than 10 days or about 2 weeks from now, the floodgates are going to open. The heavens are going to drop upon you guys. New women. Women that really want to be about men. Mr. B. I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but let me reverse the record so I can sound like a record. Mr. B, I am selfishly selfish, and I am going to do what it takes to please me. Even if it means I only get 2 hours of sleep, even if it means I get 3 hours of sleep, I'm only out for me. I don't care about the next man. I don't care about the next woman, the next dog, the next bird, the next fucking squirrel, unicorn, smurf, elf, or Bigfoot. I don't give a fuck. Because I am the only thing, I am the only one. I am in control of me, okay? In control of me. Do I look like I teach you how to fucking find a job, Al, or AL, what the fuck your name is? Do I tell you how to create business? Can you go and show me that I tell you how to create business and shit? What the fuck are you talking about, man? Brother, listen to me. My job, for those that want to follow me, sir, is I teach you how to be the best you there is on the planet. If you want the job, you get it because you want it, because your mindset shows you how to get it. I teach you everything under the sun because as men, we should know everything under the sun, sir. But instead of you being confused about me being a dating or a business coach, why don't you focus on how fucked up you are as a person and start asking questions to help your fucking ass out so you can win like men? And I say that with love. That's the problem. You don't need to be confused. What you need to do is ask questions on how fucked up you are so you can fix your fucking life. I say that with love. I say that with love. No focus. Listen. I can answer questions. Because I've damn near done a lot of things. But this is not about my fucking life. That's where you get sucked in. Because you want to take my blueprint and try to make it yours. And that's what they do over those pills and shit. I'm trying to put weapons on the table so you can grab the weapons and incorporate it into your life, where you can be self-driven yourself. This is not about me. It's about showing you how the game actually works. Game is not about these fucking women or getting a good goddamn job. Game is how you operate in every fucking thing you do as a motherfucking man. That's what game is about. Come on. Wake up. It's all good. I love y'all. Y'all are just not used to someone forcing you to be accountable for your fucking self. You're just not used to it. And I know it's a weird feeling saying, holy shit, all he's doing is forcing me to look at me. Why can't we blame women on this show? Why can't we put women down on this show? Why can't we do it? This ain't the show for you. Because no matter how much shit you talk about a woman, no matter how much you blame a woman, no matter how much you point the finger at the woman, you still want to fuck these women, don't you? That's it, Jones. That's it. Listen, scary to be a free thinker. Holy guys, it's scary as fuck being a free thinker. Because at that point, you really get to see what the fuck you are. And for a lot of you guys, you don't want to look at that mirror. You don't want to see that you're the problem. You don't want to see that you're creepy. You don't want to see that you ain't shit. But here's the worst part about it. Even though you know it, you ain't doing shit to fix it. Anything broken can be fixed, gentlemen. I say that to all you guys with love. Anything broken can be fixed. But I stress to you guys, the game will never, ever be about women. So if the game ain't about women, why are you bitching about them? Why are you complaining about them? What's weird to me is you complain about women, but you don't complain about the sharks killing seals. You complain about women, but you don't care about the lion eating a goddamn baby zebra. You complain about women, but you don't complain about hawks going in the water and snatching up a fish. You complain about everything that you shouldn't be complaining about. Think about that shit, guys. Come on. What you should be complaining about is why ain't I working on my motherfucking self? Why am I not building myself up to a point where I don't need somebody around me that's going, guys, y'all got to understand how the game works back in the thing, man, back in the day. You can't, okay, in high school, there were the cool, popular people, and there were the losers. Motherfuckers didn't hang out with losers because they dressed a certain way. It's that winners don't hang out with people that are dead weight, that complain, that cry, that are big motherfuckers that, like, see, okay, I was watching Raising Kanan on Stars, right? He got his ass kicked and he went in his bed and started crying. You know what his mother did? His mother grabbed a sock, put some batteries in that motherfucker, wrapped it up, brought him back to the basketball court and said, you better solve this shit or I'm going to solve it. And you don't want us to solve it, so you better go up there and stand up for yourself. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. What I'm saying, no, 85, listen. It's not your fault. See, and I'm going to show you where you're wrong. I'm not getting on you, but I'm going to show you where you're wrong. No. No, y'all got it wrong. It's not your fault. You just didn't know. See, if you don't know something, it's not your fault. It becomes your fault when you know that something finally and you continue to do the same things that you used to do. That's when it becomes your fault. Okay? You have got to take control. See, I don't want you to blame yourself. See, remember, you don't blame yourself. I don't want you men beating yourselves up. I don't want y'all to do that, okay? I don't want you guys beating yourselves up. What I want you guys to do is start loving yourselves. Don't beat up the most precious thing to you. You love it. You build it and you govern yourself off of you. This is what turns women on. This is what keeps women in line. This is what makes women say, if I leave that motherfucker, oh shit, I'm gonna lose out. It's my loss. That's what I'm saying. That's what you learn here. And that's what I'm saying, 85. Listen. No, it is not your fault. It is not your fault. And I'm telling you, you're wrong. It's never your fault until you learn this information and continuously be in a rug. That's when it's your fault. See, if you don't know something, it's not your fault. But if you learn something and you continuously do the same thing after you learn something, then it's your fault. That's how game works. That's what I'm saying. And what I'm saying to you guys is this. What is important, what is very important to know in this game is that you just got to keep moving and you got to just stop worrying. And when you start to work on yourselves, you start to build yourselves up, you win. And what is so great about what I teach you? I got the lines are down, so if you got questions, just put a Q in there. We'll just run it. It's just put a Q in there. We'll run from that point. This is not for...